Okay, we are going to mix up the agenda once more. Folks from Lewis and Clark have obligations they have to attend to shortly in Portland, so Vern, would you, and Scott, 2.6 to start with, and then we'll move quickly to 2.7.
Okay, Scott Fletcher, Dean of the Graduate School of Education and Counseling, Lewis and Clark College.
Christine Moore, Director of Special Ed Programs, Lewis and Clark College.
Vern Jones, Chair of the Teacher Education Department, Lewis and Clark College.
Thanks for your time today. Christine Moore, our Director of Special Ed Programs, will present the revised program. Vern will talk about our programs that we're seeking to remove.
I have a reputation for being able to go really quickly, so we'll see how really quickly I can go.
Here's
what
what
I'd like to do is go very briefly with you through the contents of the document so that you know at least what I think is there, and then, of course, turn to your questions. First of all, I want to let everyone know that the Lewis and Clark program that I'm talking about is an add-on endorsement program. That's what we're interested in bringing before you at this time. What we've tried to do with that is talk about how we meet each of the questions that were asked of us by the commission in terms of program approval. That's what's in the document. I know it's an awful lot of pages, but we did repeat sections so that you wouldn't have to look for them in the online materials. So hopefully that worked. This program is perhaps a little bit different than some of the other programs at the university level that you may have heard about, in the sense that from the very beginning, this program was a liaison in a little bit different way with the public schools in Oregon, in that a group of special education directors came to the faculty, Vern particularly, and asked to have an endorsement program put up in Portland. It wasn't a matter of questioning other endorsement programs that were available as much as we had students who at that time were simply going through a praxis and the praxis testing and saying that they could have a position. And as a former director, it was our opinion that perhaps they needed a bit more. So we went to Vern and asked him if he would be interested in considering a program, and Vern worked all the program pieces together. Our original program was 15 semester hours. The program we bring before you today is 18 semester hours. The changes that we've made, I think, are detailed here, but I want to give you a couple of quick pieces. There has been a change in every one of the syllabi that you have before you, and you have all of our syllabi. There have been changes in the faculty over time and changes in the coursework. Most particularly, I would bring to your attention the addition of 3 semester hours. It doesn't sound like a great deal, but there are 2 courses that I would bring forward, if you will. One is we put together a course that we call 517, which is teaching reading. We very specifically looked at the schools and the people teaching special education at all levels and determined that the major need was for people who were better at teaching literacy, reading, writing particularly. So that course was an addition from the original program. We also added Special Ed 535. We call that course Current Issues. Originally, that course came about in 2004, 2005, which was right at the time of the reauthorization of IDEA. That course was a way that we could take the information that came out of the reauthorization and 2 years later, out of the regulations, and make sure that the people that we were working with at Lewis and Clark had up-to-date information. Those changes, I think, have added a great deal to the program. There have also been others. We've intensified the practicum. Very specifically, we took the practicum in 2005 after our NCATE visit, and we used the Council of Exceptional Children, CEC standards, which are the rubric or the blueprint, if you will, for the current Oregon standards. We use those standards as a way of working with our practicum in this sense. We took our students and we would have them go through their practicum experience. They would be observed by the practicum supervisors. We would take the CEC standards and we would talk to them about where they were in terms of specific standards and where they needed to be for the next observation visit. So those are just very briefly some of the changes that we have put together for the new endorsement program that we're bringing before you. We also talk kind of very briefly here about the description of the program first, and then the program variant second. And our variant is the program in Central Oregon, Bend area. With that, I would say, and I didn't in the first, our faculty in the special ed endorsement program are university folks, but they're also primarily directors of special education, psychologists, et cetera, who are currently practicing. I was up until 2004 with MILF, and I've just recently come to be full-time at the college level. So the folks both in Central Oregon and on campus are still practicing administrators and psychologists. Gives them an eye. We like to say that there's probably nothing that we haven't seen as members of this faculty, which is helpful, I think, to our students. The next is the transition point table, which talks about how we use information about where students are, and particularly the first three courses. The majority of the special ed endorsement in the 13 months of the program is in the summer. There are 10 semester hours during the summer, 8 during the year. The courses during the year are in the evening, with practicum beginning in September and running through at least May and possibly June, depending on the needs of the individual candidate. Our candidates are teachers. They have been certified by another institution. They're coming to us for the add-on endorsement. So we're enhancing what someone else has done for us. Most of our people, historically, 80%, have already had positions. They're on a cap. And we're working with their school, their district, to help them be the kind of special ed person that's necessary in that school or district. Those not currently working in a position at this time, we work with them to find a position in one of the local schools in the Tri-County area, and they are working at that point as a volunteer with another special ed person and going through all aspects, procedural and substantive, that are required to provide special education in the field. Next, then, would be the program alignment, which goes course by course through all of the courses and all of the information as far as the standards are concerned, showing where we, in fact, provide this information in which course. 5 is field experience. It talks not just about the practicum that I spoke to you about a moment ago, but it also talks about how we have embedded specific skills across disability categories, mild, moderate, severe, in specific courses. Example, functional behavioral analysis, behavior intervention plans. It's in a behavior course in which students are then provided with examples, data, et cetera, and asked to do their first and then attempt at an FBA and a BIP, special ed initials, functional behavioral analysis and behavior intervention plan, and then in fact work later in 535 again with specific students on providing a similar functional behavioral analysis. So that's five, field experience. 6 is the summary of the assessments. What I would share with you there, and I'm sure you can read all of it, but the part that I'm most excited about is what we've done most recently with taking the standards into the practicum observation, so that we're taking the new standards and we're able to talk with candidates before the observation. These are the things we're going to be looking for. Then we're going to watch. Then we're going to talk to them at the end. This is what we saw. This is what we want you to be thinking about in terms of the standards for next time. The remainder of the document, I believe, is pretty much the information that you need in terms of syllabi and VITA and other related information. I've probably left out a lot, but I did attempt, I think, to get most things. Questions?
I do. You have practicing teachers, in-service teachers, working on a cap. Who are your principal candidates in this? Is that something that you intend to continue to do? Is that the modus operandi that you'd like to to me.
Would we like to continue maintaining our focus on CAP candidates, excuse me, on the CAP? I can answer that both ways. The answer is yes. But we have found as of this, and no, the answer is that we've also increased the number of students who are coming to us who don't currently have a position. So we certainly are not interested in turning away those individuals. Does that answer what you're you're getting at?
It does. You're looking at a way to expand that, but
yes.
I'm concerned about a program that goes long term. And believe me, in my district, we have a lot of folks, if they're new, that are on CAPS or not CAPS anymore, but some way to get them what they need. Mm-hmm. It concerns me a little bit that would be how we would do that long term, but it's probably the most practical method. Mm-hmm.
You did address how you covered in the curriculum from mild, moderate, and severe to cover the full spectrum. When you do the placement on and largely through CAP or through their employment where they're at, do you intentionally try and make sure that they cover the full spectrum in the practicum?
Yes. They're going to get it in the coursework, the embedded pieces there, but they can also get it in the practica. We've been very fortunate in working with the schools over a long term that we can ask, when someone's on a CAP in one of the schools in the Tri-Counties, we can ask that principal or that district HR office if they could, in fact, spend time in another setting. Example, they're in a self-contained classroom for students with cognitive intellectual disabilities, and perhaps they need information about students with learning disabilities in a resource room setting or included. We can get that time for students. We've been very successful in doing that. Those who are not currently on a CAP, we provide that with them. They work with, how do I put this? They work with us in the school that they've chosen to be able to get that broad spectrum of activities.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it. No, it's easy. It's easy. Bluntly, given the new standards that you have addressed here, what one standard would you consider to be the most illustrative of an improvement in your program? How have you addressed it?
I don't think that I'm comfortable giving a single standard. I think that it's been the impact of all of them together. My own background is language, so my first instinct is to say it's the language standard. But in truth, it's the interaction of all of them. It truly is a broad improvement as the CEC template was originally, looking at a series of different areas. It's drawing all of those areas together into the practicum very specifically, rather than looking at the practicum perhaps more as experience or field experience. And whatever happens is what happens, and then you respond in terms of the needs of the student and the needs of the candidate. We can now use all of the standards to respond to the needs of the candidate in a much more systematic and organized way. Does that answer your question?
It's a good question. Good answer. Yeah. Thank you. Commissioners. Mr. Beck?
There's a great deal of attention right now on dealing with children with autism. My question is a simple one. Can you direct me on the table of contents where I can find how your program addresses those needs?
On the table of contents, you want to look at the program description, Bill, to start with, and look for the class that's numbered. The description's about SPED 516, which talks about students with severe challenges. In that particular course, students are taught how to do discrete trial training, pivotal response, and functional routines, the three most nationally accepted procedures. In that course, they view videos and DVDs of students and make programs on that basis. if they in fact also have an autism, which almost everyone does, student on the spectrum in their setting, in their own job setting or in their practicum setting, then we would address it directly also through the practicum. I'm going in and out too. Did I answer that, Carol?
Thank you.
A comment.
I just have a quick comment. I wanted to commend you on your data presentation because it was easy to read. It was easy to see how it was aligned with standards. And being a new commissioner, it was just a fresh breath of air for me. Thank you.
May I thank you as well, because I surely did with much help work on that. I did have much help from a very, very strong group of people, but we did try. So thank you for noticing.
Would someone on this committee like to make a motion?
It's my turn to go first.
Nancy.
I move that we accept the resolution as printed.
Second.
Nancy has made a motion and Tom has seconded that we move this resolution forward as stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.